This week, workers began stripping the Fairweather of non-essential equipment like coffee machines and artwork in anticipation for a trip to Ketchikan's Ward Cove. That's where surplus ferries like its sister ship Chenega are tied up. There's been no official announcement, but ferry spokeswoman Orlando confirmed both vessels are headed for sale in coming months. In a written statement, she said the Alaska Marine Highway System has determined it cannot operate the catamarans given current and anticipated funding levels. The expense of long-term storage is not justified, she added. The move caught many by surprise, including Robert Venables, chair of the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, created to consult on long-term planning decisions. Venables said the popular fast ferries have had challenges.
They are an anomaly to the fleet in licensing and the amount of fuel that it takes, but the folks that ride them certainly did enjoy it. So there's a lot of mixed feelings and unknowns out there as far as what the decisions are based on.
The two catamarans, purchased 15 years ago for $36 million apiece, are capable of doing more than 30 knots. The Fairweather was popular in Lynn Canal as it allowed two trips a day between Juneau and Skagway. Next month, it'll be replaced by the brand new Alaska Class ferry, Teslina. The Alaska Class is slower, capable of a single daily run, but it has more capacity on its car deck and burns less fuel. The move comes as the Dunleavy administration is poised to award a $250,000 contract to an economic consultant to look at ways to divest the state from ferry service, including privatization. The governor's proposed transportation budget would end ferry service in October, but that's been met with resistance in the legislature. Ferry reform advocates, including Venables, have been pushing for a long-term plan for Alaska's state-subsidized ferry fleet.
The system needs a plan forward, and we know that these things are going to have to happen. We'd rather see an overall plan first and then have it implemented rather than the piecemeal approach.
The state agency says the Fairweather's crew would be reassigned to other vessels. Last year, the state sold the 55-year-old ferry Taku. It fetched about $170,000 and was sold for scrap in Asia. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.